This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06. Happy race day, everybody. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always brought to you by great sponsors like Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service at Government and Butler Streets in Mobile. What a huge show today. Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway getting ready for the Mountain Dew Kickstart Drift Competition. They've got four of them this year, and with the Emerald Coast Drifters, well, it's going to be a big show today. We'll talk about that. Also coming next week in the doubleheader, they're back to wing sprint cars at Five Flags and Mobile Speedway. Robert Loeber won his first bomber race last week in Mobile International Speedway, and we're going to talk about that and also what he did last night and yesterday with us over at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Joe McCardle's going to be standing by with Sunny South Raceway News. We might have some showers in the area, but I'm thinking they'll be gone by the rest of the day, and tonight they'll be great for race day. Dave Mader and car owner Paris Dixon are going to have a great story to talk about from last weekend's great run. You know, here he is. Some people say, Dave, you shouldn't be driving, blah, blah, whatever. Dave knows how to get around that track. He's fast. He set the new track record, and he won. Now, there's a new track promoter in town at Deep South Speedway. Her name is Angel, and she's going to talk about their first race back at that dirt track in Loxley. April 18th is the goal, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about it. And then, one more person. It's a busy show today. Daniel Marie with the movie theaters over there at Pensacola at Carmike Theater. It's Fast and Furious 7 today. Obviously, it's the big premiere at the movie theater. She's put on a huge car meet. And also, it's going to be real cool. They've got sprint cars coming, drift cars. We'll have our childhood cancer race car there as well. Come by and see the movie. It's a fundraiser also. So it's going to be a lot of cool stuff. And before we bring in Tim Bryant, I know he's standing by here, I want to just thank everybody that was involved yesterday with the Kane Motorsports Easter Basket Drop. This was an amazing turnout yesterday at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital in Mobile. Now, props right here. Jimbo Myers, a sportsman driver here at Mobile International Speedway, came up with the idea of getting these Easter baskets. And, you know, we want to do something as well, because we did it right after the big Christmas present run, and maybe a couple days after that, he said, well, let's do something for Easter. And then we ran with it. He asked us to be a part of it. So many teams were there. Thank you to Mark and Dina Barnhill. Also, Jonathan Langham and Robert Loeber, who's coming on. Sue and Billy Bob Otto and John from the Ratty Rods of the South. Miss Ida from Mobile International Speedway. Let's just say she helped with the Easter Bunny and the pace car. Miss Janet Lyons. Adam Law, bomber driver, was there. Sean Mosley with the bomber. Dr. Bob had some music for us. James and Gentry Mansing, the Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts. We had a church group there. Also, Brooke Bischoff. She took a lot of pictures. You can see on our Facebook page if you go to Derek Long, D-E-R-E-K-L-O-N-G. Lisa Powell was there. Luther Courtney and his family. Matt Jackson, Charity Driscoll, and all the media. WKRG, WALA, and WPMI did some wonderful stories for us. So it was just an amazing experience. All these people finally got to see what we do. We bless these kids with these toys and these Easter baskets, and they are blessed too. There are people that had, you know, it's a tough thing to see. We bring in Tim Bryant this morning, and Tim, we were just honored to be able to represent the track at such a great function like that yesterday.
Man, Kane, I just can't say enough about how appreciative, the whole racing community is to you and your team and all of those other race teams. Yeah. That participated yesterday. Certainly, there is not a better ambassadorship for motorsports than being able to go out and reach the kids with a project like that.
Well, and, these kids are sick, and a lot of them can't come down from the rooms. We got to visit them up there, and, they get to be a kid for a minute when you bring them a trophy and Easter baskets and stuff. So that was just such a great experience, and just awesome that you guys teamed up with us, so we appreciate that.
Well, I tell you, I think it's testament to the caliber of people that are that are involved in motorsports. I mean, surely, at any given Saturday night short track, there's a fair amount of drama that goes on. we're all accused of being rednecks. And, look, we all have some of that in us. That's what makes our sport. But when it comes to, especially when it comes to kids, there's a ton of compassion out there. And I think all of the group there that you were involved with showed it yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys got rain over in Pensacola now, but it's moved out. But they can drift on rain, can't they? I think I've seen that in the movies.
Hey, rain or shine, and what luck that we happened to schedule our first Mountain Dew Kickstart Drift Day on the opening race at the Carmike Theaters for Fast and Furious. I mean, it's going to be a huge day. I think the weather's going to be okay for the car show midday, and then everybody's going to get a chance to see the movie and then migrate right on out to Five Flags and do some slides.
And that's what they're doing. They're all meeting over there, so it's going to be cool. Everyone will be able to get to see the cars and everything. And talk about this. How did this drifting come about? How do you guys decided to do this at the track? Because it has grown. If you go to Emerald Coaster Drifter or EmeraldCoastDrifters.com, that's a website where the local guys are doing. But how did this come around?
Well, I mean, several years ago, it all started at the drag strip, Emerald Coast Dragway at Holt, and you know, the track ended up closing up, and through a change of ownership, and these people were just hunting a place to slide, as they call it. And guess what? If they don't have a place to do it legally, they do it illegally. So over the years, we've paved some access roads in our infield at Five Flags, just to make our oval track program flow a little better on race nights. And we took a look at it, and we said, hey, we think we can make that work. And we've since had to make some additions to make it work even better. But it's something that we do a few times each year. It's a great group of young people. Never any problems. They have a good time. And it's been a lot of fun.
It's like a car show on steroids. You know, when they go out there and do that, and they have the flashing lights on the car, and it's something to see. Now, you want to talk about cars on steroids next weekend at Five Flags and Mobile International Speedway. This is huge. You got an IndyCar driver bringing all these wing sprint cars. What's up?
Man, I tell you, we're in contact a couple of times each day with Davey Hamilton, who's a 10-time Indy 500 driver. Davey's put together the King of the Wing Sprint Car Series. It's a national series. We're going to have drivers from California and Washington State, Wisconsin, and over into Canada and the New England area, and of course some of our guys that we see frequently from down in the Tampa area. They're all going to come to the Gulf Coast for the big Southern Shootout next weekend, and you know, it's going to be an awesome event. This is the first of their national series taking place at Pensacola and Mobile next weekend,
and that's going to be good. And of course, you have the other divisions running in Pensacola, and this is huge because it's the first race of the season on the books for Five Flag Speedway on the Oval.
Yeah, it seems like our season, we've run several races at MIS, but we've yet to turn a lap at Five Flags. So the Super Stock division will open their season next week along with the Sportsmen and Bombers. And then, of course, back on Saturday night, the Pro Trucks will be making their second appearance of the season at MIS along with Sportsmen and Bombers. And also want to make mention, Tony Martin has put a ton of work into the Sprint Car, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame, Booker Hood Memorial Sprint Car Super Modified Reunion, I believe is how that goes. But anyway, all that said, they're going to have as many as 8 or 10 old Super Modifieds and the drivers and pins to go with them. They'll be on display out in front of the Speedway, and then we'll bring them around into the pit chute in the program and let them make a couple of laps around. It's going to be a lot of fun and really turn back the clock for some of our old-time race fans.
Oh, that's going to be huge. Now, last weekend, March 28th, had great runs, great racing, and got some new winners, too. Let's talk about the Sportsman class, Jason Smith. It wasn't a give-me. He was running it. I mean, he was getting chased down, too, wasn't he?
You know what? Jason Smith is a heck of a racer. He kind of comes in under the radar because he's a part-time racer, but he fields a good car, and you know, he won a race or two last year, and he's certainly a contender anytime you know he comes out there. Jonathan Langham with a good run. I know Jonathan's going to have some wins this year, so I think we're going to see some different people in victory lane in the Sportsman division, in the Bomber division.
Hey, you going to skip by this?
No. I'm going to hit it before you do. Now, actually, it was a tough night. I mean, Gino Denmark with a big win, and of course, somebody very familiar to you finished in second place. And by the way, I gotta make a call out to the Kane Motorsports team, who made the switch to the bow tie side this year and has one really fast race car.
Yeah, we're having
take
fun.
Take this opportunity to make a statement, if I could, Kane. Of course, Gino Denmark had problems with his ignition box. It wasn't hitting the chip. The five car come across the tech station too low for our current rules, and you know, we worked hard in the off season to come up with a rules package, and you know, we had a couple of meetings both at Pensacola and Mobile trying to get input from guys, and what our rules are what they are for 2015. I don't think we would have the type of race program that we have if we didn't enforce those rules.
Right.
We do not like disqualifications. We think it's damaging to our show. At the same time, we can't look the other way. If we have a rule, it's not fair to the guy that finishes behind someone.
Right.
If we just say, well, you know what, you really need to try to fix that for next week. So we're going to enforce our rules, and I want to make a call out to our head tech man, Kenny Way, who has not been on everybody's Christmas list at MIS already this year. I will tell you this, Ricky Brooks is in constant contact with us. I think it goes without saying Ricky's probably one of the best tech men in the country.
Yeah.
The calls that were made last week would have been exactly the same had Ricky Brooks been there. I've been over there thoroughly with him this week. So Kenny Way is our guy. He's going to enforce our rules, and we're just going to go with it. And we want to encourage our guys, if they have any issues or they're borderline on anything, let's take care of that stuff before the race, so that we don't have to swap those trophies around after the race.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. I showed my ass, and I shouldn't have, and I've already apologized to you, but to Kenny Wade and the track, and it was just one of those things, heat of the moment. So I publicly apologize for the passion I showed last Saturday.
And you know what? That's perfectly fine. As I mentioned earlier, the passion is what drives our sport. So when guys are upset, hey, look, that's part of the game, but let's let it be known that Kenny Way is our tech man, and his calls will stand.
Yep, Robert Looper took the win. We'll talk with him in just a minute. What did you think? Superstock, Dave Mader III, he's going to be on the show here later with his car owner. He's playing with his Super Late this weekend. But wow, what an appearance and a performance from him.
Well, they're definitely the guys to beat. They've set the bar for Superstocks for sure, and he and Paris have got a great combination going there. And I do believe he's beatable. We've got some great people in the Superstock division, and we'll find out a little bit more about that probably next Friday night in Pensacola.
And Donald Crocker, what a great turnout for the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour. You did it.
Well, I tell you, that happened kind of like we'd hoped it would.
Yeah.
An alliance of other racetracks, very similar to what the Southern Super Series is doing at Super Late Models. We put together a tour for the Modifieds, had a good field of cars. We actually lost three in practice, or it would have been even better.
Wow.
And a real contender in Joe Aramendia from Texas would have been a contender in that race Saturday night, but he blew an engine Friday night. So when they come back next time, expect more of the same. But what can you say about Donald Crocker? Probably one of the smoothest guys. I believe that guy could put an egg under his accelerator and keep it together throughout the race. And of course, in an extra distance race where tire management is important, you know what that means. So congratulations to Donald Crocker.
Tim, drifting today at Five Flags. When do the gates open? When do we start?
Well, we're going to open the gates at 3, and what we expect is when everybody gets out of the Fast and Furious premiere, they'll head on over to Five Flags. We'll actually start sliding at 4 o'clock, but we'll be going all the way until 9 o'clock, and our favorite DJ is going to be pumping some tunes. It's going to be a cool atmosphere. It's kind of a laid-back scene, and this is not a competition, so anybody that wants to, just come out and take your turn at slide, and we're going to have a blast.
It's going to be great. Tim, I appreciate everything you do for the show and for the racing community, and we've got to move on. But, again, you're doing great stuff, and we can't wait for next weekend and also today at Five Flags.
You know what? I could say the exact same thing back to you.
All right. Thanks, brother. Again, that's Tim Bryant, and we want to bring in Robert Loper, the winner of the bomber from the Island Motor 2 Bombers. Robert, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Oh, doing great, man. Let's talk about, first of all, what did you experience, not at the race, but yesterday? What did you do yesterday, and how did that affect you guys? I loved, there's a picture of you with your race car, with your Superman shirt on, and your son right next to you, and I'm like, that is awesome. Tell me about it.
Yeah, my son woke up one morning and decided we wanted to go with the Superman emblem on our car, and so we did it, and a lot of kids have shown to like it and stuff, so...
Oh, yeah.
And then you invited us to the Easter basket drop-off, and I was just perfect time and the perfect position to be able to show our beautiful car off that Lego Motorsports was built for us.
Mm-hmm.
And my son loved it. He hated to see the sick kids, but it was awesome to be able to help them and, let them see how it is to be a real kid for a little while.
And that's it. You saw the smiles, and we had trophies, we had candy, we had the Easter baskets, and just the surprise. And even the moms and dads were crying. How cool was that?
That was awesome. That was a great experience, and I can't wait to do it again.
Now, are you talking about winning, or are you talking... No. I know that's it, too. Talk about your hot rod, man. Here we are going side-by-side out on the track. I'm like, well, there goes Loper. He's warm. Tell me about your ride last weekend.
My ride was awesome. Actually, I thought we wasn't going to be that great. Hmm. I blowed a motor during the first race.
That's right.
And we ended up putting another motor in it, and thinking we were just going to run mid-pack and have a decent car, but it turned out to be fast. I loved it.
Tell me about how Jonathan Langham's helped you this off-season.
Oh, he's helped me out tremendous. We started that car right before the Derby, and, you know, it's a lot of late nights and sweat and tears, and actually he can say blood, too. But
yeah, I'm sure
that's
he can.
A different story.
Wow. Well, let's talk about, you know, your season this year so far off to a pretty good start. You know, had one bad race, one good race. What are you planning on doing this year, and what made you to get back into a bomber? What decided to, you know, because I know you actually, and people might not know this, you built my first car. And you talk about shedding blood and bumps on your head from all the stuff that we had to deal with, but it's your fault that I'm racing, and I appreciate it.
So we got to pull y'all in wherever we can.
That's it. So are you going to run the whole season then? What made you decide to come back to bombers?
Yeah, we decided we're going to move on up. I love Sunny South Raceway. I think that's an awesome track to start at and all that good stuff. But I like the bigger tracks and the bigger cars better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about it and decided to go ahead and build another big car. And we're going to try to run a full season with y'all and see if we can't run for that championship.
That's awesome. Now, let me ask you real quick, because we've got to get Joe McArdle on the Sunny South Raceway. Who are the sponsors helping you out? And if not, how can we get a hold of you to get you some money? Because you're going to be a top placing car probably every weekend.
I have a few of them with me now. Mama's Angel, which that's my mom and dad for all y'all that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Langham Motorsports, Specialty Transmission, Kraft Motorsports, Ronnie's Muffler, 90 Marketing and Design.
Oh, yeah.
STL Distributors and Loper's Racing. And above all, my crew chief, my son, Eli Loper.
Eli, he's the man. Well, he's obviously got you tuned up just right, brother. I appreciate you coming on the show. Is there anything else you want to say? Or, you know, one thing I like to ask the drivers that come on for the first time, we do have a lot of younger drivers, like we saw Kyler Bean with his go-kart yesterday, and just new families looking at getting into racing. What would be your advice?
Honestly, I would say start out in the Stinger, really. I love it down there. Like I said, I started there, and it was fun and awesome. But, you know, keep your head up and keep trying. We have a friend of ours begging to get into one, and hopefully I can help him make that dream come true.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Robert, we appreciate it. Enjoy the off weekend. See you at the track next weekend, brother.
All right, buddy. Can't wait.
Absolutely. Robert Loper again and Tim Bryant with Five Flags and Mobile Speedway. Joe McArdle standing by with Sunny South Raceway. Dave Mader and Paris Dixon, also the new track promoter from Deep South Speedway. And we're going to talk about that Fast and Furious 7 movie premiere at the Carmike Theater in the 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. That's coming up, too. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by our good friends at Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service at Government and Butler Street. Again, thank you to Joe McArdle. Race day today at Sunny South Raceway. A gate to open at 4 o'clock. Again, get practice going around 5, qualifying around 7, all the classes. Tim Bryant, again, he's got a big show at Five Flag Speedway, drifting today with the Mountain Dew guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have our car out there. Now, we're not drifting the bomber, but we're going to show it off a little bit. Robert Loper, again, congratulations, brother, on your first bomber win last week. Now, Dave Mader is on with us, and Dave, you're not in Mobile. You're not by the track. You're at a track, but you're in North Carolina doing what you used to do, boy. Hey, welcome back to the show, man.
Oh, yes. We're in a beautiful state of North Carolina at the Hickory Motor Speedway, King.
Yeah, and this is great. First of all, last weekend you set the new track record, and you win. And then this weekend, right now, you're in a brand new car. Tell us about what you're doing, and man, again, living the dream, brother.
Oh, yes. I can't tell you how fortunate I am to still do the things I love to do. And we're running our super late model instead of the super stock this weekend at the Pass South Series race here in Hickory.
Tell us about the track. For people who are listening might not know, I mean, that's a famous track, but tell us about the track and how it is, the surface of the track, and what it's like to race there.
Well, it's certainly one of the famous venues in the country, Hickory Speedway, and it's neat just to walk into this place and know all the names and the people that have raced here is very special. And when I lived here several years ago, I lived up here for 13 years, I had the opportunity to race here 3 or 4 times, and to come back is very special. And the racetrack is a 3/8 mile, and with the semi-banking, probably 14 degrees. The asphalt's not very good at all, and it's kind of like Pensacola, and it's going to put on one well of a show, I'll tell you that, because it's a tight little racetrack, and it's going to be exciting for the fans. I'm excited to get going here today.
Let me ask you, what made you decide, and because you're going to be doing a lot of back and forth next weekend, Pensacola, back into Superstock, and then you'll be back at Mobile then as well. How are you picking what races to run and when and why?
Well, actually, we had to work around Gene and Alex Roberts' schedule is how we picked our races, and that's basically how we came up with that and where and when, and so that kind of dictated where and when we're going to run.
Yeah, and again, sponsors, you've got a good one today. This lady, Paris, who I was going to have on the show, but we called her off the air, and she's actually dealing with a sick horse. She's a talk about how she got into racing, but she wasn't always. She's into horsepower, a little bit different horsepower.
Oh yeah, she's into the one horsepower deal. Yeah, and they're like 1,200-1,300 pounds. I mean, it's she's a several world champion quarter horse barrel racer. And she breeds and trains and still races, and she don't, I call her the driver. She don't drive anymore, but she's like me, she's hired a driver.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, to race her horses, and she's very active with about 80 of them in Louisiana and Oklahoma and in her home in Montgomery. So I'm very blessed to have the relationship with this lady is just fabulous.
Yeah, and she's really come about and helped out with the program. What do you expect to see this year in Mobile and at Five Flag Speedway? You know, you've been there already with the Superstock, and I think the car count was pretty decent. I also think that the fans are there. Do you think it's going to be a good year in racing along the Gulf Coast?
Well, I cannot begin to tell you how disheartening, you know, it's been through the last several years that the car count and the fans were down a little bit. And I'm just praying that hopefully that we can put on a good enough show and bring some people back to the venue and the car count will come up, you know, for the fans. You know, it's been disheartening, but I certainly hope that it does get better, and I hope that everybody that's listening will come out and watch.
Well, and if it's any consolation or what have you, when you're out there, you're so smooth. So many people cheering and racing you on. I mean, Dave Mader's been around racing for more than a couple years, right? I guess it's safe to say. And
yep.
And we're honored to have you on our race car for the knowledge that you've told us and how to get around that track even faster. And you could do that for local drivers, too. Are you still able to do that, even with the schedule you're at now?
Well, I back away from helping people, you know, and you don't do that pretty much in the super late model.
Right,
I mean, we have a few friends here and there, and obviously, you know, we share information when need be and stuff, but I cannot help them like I've been helping, you know, Red Dog and Mark Barnhill, you know, those kind of people like I have been, because my schedule has changed dramatically, and I really love them guys, and they've loved to watch them do well for my help. It's been very rewarding, and I'm just happy for them to be able to do well.
Well, with everything that you've done for the racers, including my team, we're thanking you, and I wish you the best of luck today in Hickory. And, just enjoy the time. Bring it back in one piece, brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the main thing, is bring the checkered flag, and then if the fender's gone, it's okay as long as you're in the victory lane, but hopefully if not, it'll be in one piece.
There you go. Yeah, that's the best way to say it. Dave, thank you so much for being part of the show. We love you down here, brother.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see everybody at the racetrack.
There you go. Dave Mader back over in North Carolina doing it today. Still to come, the new track promoter with Deep South Speedway next, and Daniel Marie going to talk about that huge Fast and Furious 7 car show at the premiere in Pensacola at Carmike Theater, 9 Mile Road. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Well, it's a big, big news story. If you know, there's so many people around here. Locksley, Alabama's got this huge dirt track called Deep South Speedway, and it's come and gone, come and gone, come and gone. We've had a lot of promoters come in for a year or so, try to make it work, and it just doesn't seem to happen. But we've got another family that's come together, and a major news here, and you always hear down here in the South about Deep South Speedway. Sometimes somewhere on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, say, oh yeah, I heard it's opening up. I hope it, no, it's not. I hope it, there is such a buzz about this track, and it has such a built-in fan base, and I'm honored to say good morning to the new track promoter with husband Anthony, Miss Angel Halveston. And Angel, welcome to the wonderful world of racing, baby.
Thanks.
Well, first of all, it is for sure, it's 100% the track's going to be open. Let's put that out there.
Yes, indefinitely, the track is going to be open. We are actually shooting to have our first race April 18th. So.
Oh, that is perfect. That is perfect. Yeah. And now, a lot of people have been asking, what's the story? We're talking about rules. We're talking about classes. And I know your husband said, when you guys were talking about classes, the first class he wrote down, I just wanted to give him a hug, and I haven't even met him yet. What was the first one he said he wanted to see?
Vintage.
That's right. That's right. Kane will be there.
That's it.
What? Why? Let me just ask you, why?
Why we decided to do this?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of a funny story. We were trying to plan just a little family, you know, outing with our kids. We don't get to do things very often. And, you know, it's been a long time since we've been out to Deep South and everything. So he was like, you know, let's go do that. And I was like, okay, cool. So he goes online trying to find the information, call my number. And, you know, we really couldn't get anywhere. Mm-hmm. So he goes online and starts reading that, you know, it's been closed down, like, for so long. Yeah. And we just couldn't figure out why. You know, we read a lot of stuff, you know, a few opinions, a few, you know, not so good, not some that were okay. And he just gives me this look, and he's like, let's lease the track. Let's open it back up. I was like, okay, let's do it. And,
wow.
You know, we got on there and started talking to people and, you know, realized that, you know, the fans and the racers, I mean, this is home track for them. You know, they love the high banks. Yeah. They are all just like this big family. And, I mean, I cannot tell you how much support and volunteers and, I mean, just everybody has come together, like, overnight to get this track up and going and get it working again. It's just been wonderful. It really has.
Let me interrupt you by just saying one thing real quick. For all the naysayers, keep it off Facebook. It's going to be a growing process, okay?
Exactly.
Don't think you're going to come in there and it's going to be the best race on August 18th. I'm sorry, April 18th, because they're going to have bugs to work out. So keep that crap to yourselves. I mean, be honest. We're trying to build up the track, trying to get it back for the fans and the racers. And there are certain drivers that just always have nothing good to say.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion and such, but it's not going to sway us from anything. You know, we're not going to, you know, take, you know, one bad opinion and then form it on, you know, a person or, you know, anything like that and everything. And, you know, like there has been, you know, some controversy here and there about the Darbys, but I want to clear something up. The Darbys have gone far and beyond to help us with this. And honestly, if it wasn't for them, this wouldn't even be possible.
That's important to say.
They have done so much to help us out. I mean, they've come out here. Michael, who's actually out here all day yesterday, he started on Thursday, you know, working the dirt on the track. I mean, you know, and now we're out here, and it looks so much better than what it has. You know, worried about the rain now, but, I mean, he's just been wonderful. They all have. The Darbys are very, very good people. They really are.
Are you – this is also not a one-year deal, is it?
No. We're actually planning we've talked with the Darbys and everything. We actually – you know, had even said, you know, if you want to put on the lease, you know, for 100 years, you know, just to go ahead and set it in stone so nobody has to worry, you know, after a year, we're not going to run away from this. This is something that we really want to do. We're not in it for the profit.
Right.
We're in it to get it going. You know, of course, you know, you make money. Of course, that's great. But that's not what we're in it for. You know, we're willing to sacrifice whatever. And we have discussed with the Darbys that in time we'd like to purchase the lease from them. We would like to buy it.
Wow. So. There you go, and that's what everybody wants to hear. All right, drivers want to know, how can they help?
In any way they can. Right now, you know, we're out here. We've got a few people cutting the grass. We need to edge and weed eat, and, you know, like, even down to the small stuff, like there's ant mounds everywhere. You know, we don't want the kids sitting in the ants while they're trying to watch the race. So, you know, just in any way that they can and come out here and help, spread the word indefinitely. Word of mouth is the best advertisement.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, just anything anybody can do, you know, just they can hit us up on my Facebook page on the Deep South Speedway. Speedway Facebook page, you know, ask questions, you know, offer this, that, and the other. We're going to schedule a meet and greet, hopefully for next Sunday, April 12th, so that we can, you know, maybe do a crawfish bowl, get to meet all the racers.
Hold on now. Hold on a minute. Now I got to come. Coffee.
I hope so. I want to see you there.
Oh, trust me, we'll be there. Well, that is awesome. Again, great news. Deep South Speedway will be open, hopefully by the 18th, and there's a huge work day today. Drivers and fans, just drive by there and tell them, hey, I'll help. I'll go take out some mounds or whatever, and whatever we need to do, we'll do it, and we'll have you on next weekend to talk about it, and we'll keep building it up. So we are thankful that you're opening up this track again. A lot of fans, a lot of racers are excited, including me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to be doing this.
Well, thank you so much, Angel, and we'll talk to you next weekend for sure, and good luck today.
All right, Kane, thanks.
Absolutely. Again, that's major news that track is opening up, and I'm excited about a big event going on in Pensacola, and I believe we've got Danielle Marie. Danielle, you on there with us?
Yes, I'm on.
Good morning, and first of all, everyone, the showers have moved out of Pensacola, right? So it's going to be a good day for the premiere of Fast and Furious 7, which I've been waiting for forever. Haven't you?
Yes, forever and ever and ever. Yeah, I've been playing this for about 4 or 5 months.
Wow. Tell us what you got going on today.
We have photographers, DJ. We have a performer, Twist. Our photographer is Demarius. And then video is going to be on Ricky Lee. Modeling with the cars.
Oh, wow.
Everybody getting together, a bunch of friends pulled together to do this. We do it as a family, just like in the movie.
Yeah, and that's it. And it's, you know, it doesn't matter if you're racing like street racers or at the dirt track or the dragway. Wouldn't you say racing is a community and it's a very tight community?
Yes, very, very, very tight. If you need help, they're there.
Yeah. Talk about what kind of cars we're going to see there. I know we've got a couple sprint cars coming. We'll have our childhood cancer car there, but you've got other things too.
GTRs, R8s, possible. Just here and there, no telling what you might see.
And where is this at today?
It's going to be at the Carmack Theater on 9 Mile.
And that's from when? What's the time that it starts?
From 11 a.m. to 1.
Okay. And during that time, people are going to be coming up, checking out the cars and the movie and all that stuff. And then,
yes, it's going to be set up kind of like a car show. Mm-hmm. And performers and vendors, obviously.
Wow.
And they're going to have several showings in between and after.
Oh, that's going to be great. Yeah, so it's going to be a fun thing. And the movie is going to be great also in Pensacola. So get ready for that. And then what's going on afterwards? Where's everybody going? I think I got an idea.
High Flag Speedway.
That's right. And you're there a lot, too. Yeah, and talk about, first of all, on Facebook, the 850 scene. What is that?
850 Street Scene is my car page that we started when we started doing the Paul Walker meets. We did, you know, one for whenever he died.
Mm-hmm.
This is also to remember Paul Walker and to raise money for his charity, Reach Out Worldwide.
Yeah.
Basically, we're just getting together as a family to celebrate his life and raise money for his charity and then be with our family.
Yeah, well, it's going to be great. And we can't wait to see you. We'll be there before 11. But Daniel, thank you for doing this. Fast and Furious 7, the premiere of Pensacola, Carmike Theater on 9 Mile. Not hard to find, is it?
No, it will not be hard to find, especially with all the cars coming.
That is so cool. We will see you in just a little bit, and I'll look forward to catching up with you there.
All right, thank you.
There you go. See, that wasn't so bad. Danielle did a good job there. All right, man, we got to get ready to go because we got to go to Pensacola. But before I do, I want to thank again Tim Bryant for coming on the show, talking about the rules and great racing. The Wing Sprint cars will be back next Friday for their opening at Five Flag Speedway and again at Mobile as well. Joe McArdle, they're racing today at Sunny South Raceway. It's race day. All divisions will be there. And Dave Mader again. How about that? Congratulations for him. A great run last weekend. Going to try to do it again at Hickory Motor Speedway with the Pass South Race series, so you can look that up on Facebook as well. Again, thank you to the brand new track owner, but soon to be, it sounds like, Angel Halveston with Anthony, her husband, at Deep South Speedway. Again, you can go out there, run by the track today, and they're doing everything from cleanup and stuff like that. And you heard it, next Sunday, probably going to have a crawfish boil at the track, get to meet some of the drivers, talk about the rules, what people want to do. That's what has to be done to have a track be successful. Get together like that, and that's just going to be great. I want to thank McDonald's, also Pull Apart, and our good friends at BA Motorsports. Motorsports, D&T Automotive. These guys have helped us with the transmission and really helps out quite a bit with everything we're doing at the racetrack. So we appreciate those guys as well. Also, the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing, our good friend Dewey Miller and his competition head service, the motor in the car is strong. Titan Race Cars, ABC Designs, Pitts & Sons Towing and Falsac Tires, Bob's Speed Shop, Perkins Hurricane Landing in Bay Minette. Also, Coastal Traffic, Extreme Threads Monogramming, and Metro Glass in Mobile. I am so excited. We just got a phone call from doing the event yesterday. Can't tell you who it is, but there's a major sponsor coming to Kane Motorsports and Kane's Warrior Kids. They're from Biloxi. That's all I'm going to say. And oh boy, is this going to help the kids. God bless you all. We'll see you at the track. Love you, Mom.